This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. An unwanted pregnancy can bring up a lot of challenges and concerns for young women. Even if you've always wanted to be a mother, you didn't expect to become pregnant right now. And it probably wasn't part of your plans for the immediate future. You might be worried about how your life is going to change if you have a baby, and whether you can even afford to raise a child. As a labor and delivery nurse, Renee Culperson saw many women in need of help. She dreamed of starting a place that would serve these women by meeting their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs throughout pregnancy. In 1998, that dream came true when Renee opened Esperanza Women's Center that now serves approximately 400 women per month, offering free, confidential, bilingual services. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Renee.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and honor.
Can you share a little more about Esperanza Women's Center?
Well, I think it starts with the name. And the name Esperanza means hope. Part of my story and journey is I got to a place where I was without hope. And the only thing I knew to do was to get on my knees and pray for the Lord to rescue me. And He did. And from that, I came to see He was true and active in my life, and one of the people He put in my life to help me through that was a woman by the name of Esperanza. So I said, Lord, from here on out, my life is to serve You, and someday I'm going to have a center to give other women the hope that Esperanza has given me.
Tell us a little bit about Esperanza, that you named a women's center after her.
Esperanza was a tiny, probably not even 5 feet little girl or woman, but she had all the spunk. And when I didn't even know who I was, when I was so filled with doubt and so isolated and alone, she believed in me and she came alongside me and she loved me like nobody else could. And she gave me the hope that I could get out of this situation and I could move forward. And that's really what the center is about, is it's not just for the women that come in that feel, what am I going to do? Am I pregnant? How am I going to do it? But it's also for the people that come alongside us and volunteer. Because when we give others hope and when we walk alongside one another, we are able to receive so much more blessing than anything we give.
What I love, what you do at your agency, one thing you provide is pregnancy counseling and nutritional information. How important is that?
It's key. Our health is key. And the moment a woman thinks that she might be pregnant, you already start getting those questions. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle it? So really the center is there to give them answers to all of those questions, answers about nutrition, answers about how am I going to pay for this? Am I going to get on insurance? How do I go about doing that? How do I get in to see a doctor? Is my baby okay? If she's thinking, I don't know that I want to be a mom, I'm not ready, then we really walk alongside her and give her education about what are other options and how can we love you through making those hard choices.
And what other options may come up that they, after you counsel with them and sit down with them and listen to their hearts and what they're going through, what are some of the situations that they're sharing about the pregnancy?
Well, just yesterday, I had a young couple. Both are still in high school. Both have been abandoned by both of their parents. So they're kind of couch surfing. Right now, they're living at his aunt's house. Very unstable environment. And they're not sure, how are they going to keep this pregnancy? How are they going to stay in school? And is that what's truly best for this child? So we talked about the beauty that adoption can play, not only for the child, but also for them, because oftentimes that adoptive family will make this couple kind of an extension of their family. And so we just talk about other ways of looking at the situation, that there is always hope when you feel hopeless and there's no way out.
Can you touch a little bit more on the nutritional information? Because a lot of people do not realize how important it is to be on the vitamins, the proper vitamins. I mean, when you give them nutritional information, what are you sharing with them?
What we're doing is we encourage them to take prenatal vitamins with the folic acid. The minute you think you might be getting, you want to get pregnant, you're trying to get pregnant, or the minute you think you are pregnant, that folic acid is really important at the very beginning of the pregnancy, because that is when the baby's head is developing. But we also talk about the importance of a balanced diet. So many of our families oftentimes live on fast food. And so the importance of eating a well-balanced diet, how do you achieve that? For a lot of our families, it may be difficult on a limited budget. So we talk about that as well. And then we also go into a lot of common discomforts, because so many women, oh, my back's aching, or is this normal? So we talk to them about what is normal. And more than anything, we provide them a place that they can call anytime with any concern. Because the big key is, I never want a woman or a couple to ever feel that they are alone in their home and don't know where to turn. So we provide them a place that they can always call, no matter how trivial the question, whether it's about nutrition or a discomfort or where they can go to get their next meal. We're a place that they can call.
And I love that so much. And how important, Renee, is it, not just the nutritional information and support, but like the mental health, like the yelling, the violence, or you know, how important is it that we keep the peace in the home as well?
That is very important. So we do a couple of things around that. One of the things that we do is the moment that somebody gets a positive pregnancy test, I have several people that collect gently used baby items or stuffed animals, and they pray over those and tag them. And so the moment we tell somebody they are expecting, we give them a little gift, and we tell them that they and their baby have already received prayer, and that there is peace and there is hope. And then from that, we also give them a little book, their first book, as well as educational materials to talk about even though the baby's in utero, you can start talking to your baby now. And the environment that you are creating now, before the child is even born, is so important. And so then we also give them resources to where they can get counseling if they need to go deeper into helping provide better stability. It's all about meeting them where they are, getting them to share their heart and their environment and how we can best help them, and then providing them resources on where they can go.
What about stress?
Stress is also an element. You know, so oftentimes I think we don't recognize or realize, whether it's in utero or a child is a newborn or even a toddler, we think, oh, it's not affecting them. But kids, even in utero, can feel at such a basic level that we really try to provide them a place so we can decrease their stress.
And because they don't realize how important that is, you know, if they're trying to look for a job, like you said, that one young couple, they're living in someone else's home, it's hard. So coming to a place like Esperanza Women's Center, that peace, when I came to the center, you got the nice music going, just you feel that love. It's a safe place. You provide that safe place. And so some of them may come to your place, and then when they go back home, how do they make their own space?
And I think no matter who we are, I think as humans, we all are seeking a basic yearning for love. You and I that believe in a creator know that that's where our perfect love comes from. Right. But those that aren't believers, that haven't had that in their life, sometimes it starts with you and I by just giving, like you said, making a space for them. Yes. That feels different, mm-hmm. that they yearn to come back to, or they yearn to call and just feel that love. And in doing that and allowing them to feel that love, we then get to start developing a relationship. And to me, that is what we are all called to do, yeah. is love those that are next to us in whatever way or shape that mm-hmm. takes.
And it's just, it's about walking life out with them, you yep. know, and so not just help them with a parenting class or not just help them with their birth, but helping them with their life. How important is it for childbirth preparation? What does that mean? I got that off your website.
Mm-hmm. So as a labor and delivery nurse, I taught prenatal classes for all of the big hospitals here in Phoenix. And again, it's equipping people, empowering them to feel that they have the education, the knowledge, the tools of what's yet to come. Because when we feel prepared and empowered, then we're able to receive that love and the blessings that are around us even better. When we're operating in chaos and we're spinning out of control and we don't feel empowered, then you're going from crises to crises. And what we're trying to do is give them, like you said, the lifelong tools. Yes, it may be the immediate prenatal class and education about what is yet to come, but it's really about empowering them to see you can do this. You can do childbirth, but you can take this and transfer that to anything else. You can get an education. You can get a job. You can be a parent. You can be capable. You can break the generations of sin and turmoil that has plagued your family by walking alongside those that will truly love you.
Because absolutely, because just like at the Father Matters workshops, when we do, we need to realize we're working alongside and walking alongside with people who normalize the drama, the chaos. You know, just because grandpa was an alcoholic and your father was an alcoholic, that doesn't mean you have to become an alcoholic. Someone has to step up and break that cycle. When do you have dads, fathers come in with the moms at times? How do you work with the fathers when they come in?
So we do. I wish we had every single time a woman came in, the father also came in. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But we do sometimes have fathers that come in. And again, I try to connect with them just like I connect with the women. We are here not just for her, but also for you. And you may never have had a role model, but good for you for wanting to step up and be the father. And that's exactly when we connect them with Father Matters.
Let me stop you right there. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Renee Culperson with Esperanza Women's Center. We'll hear more from Renee after this. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matters Show family. Will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Renee Culperson. Did I say that right?
Culperson,
founder and director of Esperanza Women's Center. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Now, I was not watching the clock, Renee, before the commercial break. I'm just because this is so interesting because we got a lot of fathers who want to know this information, but they don't know how to reach out. They are afraid. And I said, this is why I thank you again for coming on the show. I said, I've got to get Renee to come on the show because it was powerful about the Father Matters show. What people don't want to ask in person, they feel embarrassed or they feel hurt or wounded. We cover life's topics on the Father Matters show. So I just love it because people just can come to the show and just kind of just on their own time and terms, listen to the Father Matters show. But I was just zoning into what you were saying, and it's just because it's so powerful, and I missed the clock. It's radio. It's radio. But I want to finish. If we can just wrap up more about, we were talking about working with the fathers just before the commercial break. Can we finish that up? What kind of services do we provide to the fathers that do show up? Because you were saying not all fathers mm-hmm. show up, but the ones who show up, what do you do?
So I really believe that the best person to mentor somebody is somebody that has been through that situation. And so that's why I believe Father Matters is so wonderful. I'm not a man. I'm not a father. But I can tell them about this wonderful organization called Father Matters where they will get mentored by a man. And I love sharing your story yes. with every one of our fathers because I feel it's so inspiring. And it's so much fun to watch their face transform from, how am I going to do this? I want to do this, but I don't know how, to eyes in a face of hope that there is somebody in an organization like Father Matters that will come alongside them. And I guess the biggest thing I would want to leave with your viewers, because I know you have viewers nationwide, is I so strongly believe we all have a calling. We all have a purpose. We all have a story. And it's our duty to take those hard things that we've all been through and turn them into a blessing. So I don't care where you are, what you do, there is somebody that will be placed in your life. Mm-hmm. And it may be as simple as giving them a smile or giving them a hug or referring them to this radio program. Whatever it may be that's placed on your heart, don't be afraid to do it because you don't know how it may transform somebody else's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Renee, how can you help if someone is considering adoption of their child?
So what we do is, again, we partner with another organization that's what they do. I strongly believe that we all need to be good stewards of our resources, and I never want to duplicate services that are already out there. So I'm really about partnering and referring to other organizations that's what they specialize mm-hmm. in. So that's how we handle adoption.
And sometimes, you know, some people, you know, they choose not to have the child. They choose not even to have it to give it up for adoption. They go through the abortion stage, and then sometimes after that, they just suffer. They beat themselves up. How do you help with post-abortion counseling? I want you to take your time on this one.
I will. And I'll take it not just for the woman, because I think we so oftentimes focus on how it affects the woman. But I think with this being a Father Matters program, I think we also need to address the men, because I know plenty of men that carry it with them 20, 30 years. I wonder what I would have had. My child would now be how old? And I think that's the biggest lie that around abortion is so oftentimes people feel they have no other choice. They have to do it. They're going to put it in this closet, close the door, and they'll never think about it again. And that's not what I see, having done this now 17 years. It's something that's a part of your story. And it's okay that it's a part of your story, but I encourage you to turn it around and now bless others by maybe sharing what you've gone through and turn it into what was tragic for you into a blessing. But there are resources out there for counseling, weekend retreats. And so if anybody that's listening would want to call our center, we would be happy to help plug you into different resources that way.
And I was going to ask you before I ask you for the phone number, because we do have listeners all around the country. We get people call our guests and ask them to come speak. Are you willing to travel to other states to maybe talk to other pregnancy centers or women's groups about not just Esperanza Women's Center, but about the stuff that you shared today?
I am blessed with the life that I have, and I am here just to be a steward. So wherever I am called to go, I go, and I am happy to give whatever I can give.
How would people get in touch with you to contact you?
I would call directly to Esperanza Women's Center, and you can give that phone number if you would like.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. 602-222-3513.
Again, that's 602-222-3513.
And if you missed the number, we're going to do it again in about 3 minutes at the end of the show, because I want to ask you about the life skills referrals, Renee, because a lot of this, if we had people to do life with us, some of the choices that we've made or making, we wouldn't make those choices. It's important to be around other people. Just because we get out of high school, just because we stop going to college, we should never stop thinking that our education cut off. We've got to be around other people. How important is it, and what do you do for your life skills and referrals?
So in addition to starting Esperanza Women's Center, I started another program that is strictly mentoring, counseling, and educational classes. And the idea is I found volunteers in the community to come and teach these classes. The families could come and take the classes, earn points, and then use those points to buy things that they need in our store, like bus passes, toilet paper, diapers, clothes, that sort of thing. And so we have a variety of classes. All of it's free.
And it's all at the Women's Center?
It's all literally right next door. Uh-huh. We're now separate entities, but we're right next
door. What's
to
the
each
name
other.
Of that? See, I know all this. The listeners don't. What's the name of it?
What that is it? That is Hope Women's Center.
Same phone number, or is it a separate phone
it's
number?
It's a different phone you
got
number.
It?
I do.
Let's hit it.
602-715-0999.
And how important is it to have, and what kind of life skills that are you working with?
What I see is everything. And so we really try, when I was doing the classes, to have whatever we were seeing in the community. Grandparents raising their children, people that don't speak English, parenting classes, self-esteem, and most importantly, how to pray and how to begin a walk with the Lord.
One thing we didn't touch on, and I love it because it's on your website, because you offer it, medical referrals. What is it about the medical? Because a lot of people are so afraid because they think, I don't have medical insurance. I'm not going to go to a doctor until the child is born. How important is it for them with or without medical insurance, and how can they go about getting that? What do you do?
So they can come to our center, and we will help them walk through that process and apply for insurance. And then once they do that, then we will help make sure that they get plugged into the best kind of medical care that's available for them and for their situation.
And you have relationships with certain medical? How would you plug them in? What do you do?
It depends on the type of insurance that they receive. It depends on what type of medical care, whether they want a female, a male. But what we do is we really try to talk with them, get to know them, and then find a physician that we have a relationship with that can really help best service their needs.
Renee, you have been providing the service free for years for the community. You're a 501c3 nonprofit. What can some of the listeners do to help out Esperanza Women's Center so you could continue on doing this?
They can give us a call, and we would be happy to receive any kind of donation, whether it's financial or volunteer.
And what is the phone number?
602-222-3513.
And what is the website?
EsperanzaWomensCenter.org. And there's no apostrophe in women.
Spell out Esperanza.
E-S-P-E-R-A-N-Z-A.
Renee, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Join us Wednesday, August 5th for our Job and Training Institute. Log on to fathermatters.org for more information. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.